Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 25th day of El, Chof Hei El, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Tainis, Perik Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah continues to talk about what the Anshe Maimed would do, some of the things that the Anshe Maimed would do. Anshe Maimed are the people who were chosen to represent the rest of the Eden. There were people that were there coming up to Yerushalayim, and there were those who were left back in the city, in their home city. They would fast 4 days a week. From Monday till Thursday, these would be day fasts until the evening. But Friday they would not fast, out of respect for the Shabbos, not to enter the Shabbos in a state of hunger. Nor would they fast on Sunday. So they should not go from a state of pleasure, of menucha, eating nicely on Shabbos, and then go all of a sudden to weary themselves out and fast, which God forbid could cause them to die. The Yerushalmi does not have these words that we just mentioned in our Mishnah from Anshe Maimed, and the Yerushalmi actually starts from the next words that we're about to read. Now, the Mishnah from here on goes on to tell us what they would read in from the Sefer Torah for the Anshe Maimed, the people that were representing the rest of the Yidden. Bayom Arishon, on the first day, that's on Sunday, they would read in the Torah from Bereshis v'Yehi Rokia. That is, they would read the first two parshios from Pasuk Aleph until Pasuk Ches, until Pasuk 8. The first parsha beginning Bereshis, they would read Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, the first three psukim, until Yivahi Oir. Then they would read again, repeat Pasuk Gimel, Dalad, and Hay, and that would finish the first parsha of Bereshis. That would take two aliyahs. The third aliyah would then be just Vav, Zayin, and Ches from the part of Yehi Rokia. Says the Mishnah, Basheni, on the second day, that's on the Monday, the second day of the week, they would read Yehi Rokia v'Yikov HaMaim. That means they would go over the second parsha from Pasuk Vav to Pasuk Ches, which is the parsha of Yehi Rokia, and then read from Pasuk Tes to Pasuk Yud Gimel inclusive for the next portion of Yikov HaMaim. Bashlishi, on the third day, Yikov HaMaim v'Yehi Me'ores, they would repeat the parsha that they read yesterday, the Monday, that's Yikov HaMaim, which was from Pasuk Tes to Pasuk Yud Gimel inclusive, and then read the new parsha of V'yehi me'ores, let there be lights, which was from Pasuk Yudalad to Pasuk Yutes. Then, Baravi, on the Wednesday, they would read and go over the portion of Yehi me'ores, this story about the luminaries, the sun, the moon, and V'yishutz ha'mayim, and the new portion about the waters swarming with the teeming with fish. And that was from Pasuk Yud Dalad altogether, Ad Pasuk Yud Chad Chof Gimel. Bachamishi, on the Thursday, they would read Yishrutzu Hamayim. They would repeat the second portion of the Wednesday and the new one of V'toitzei Haaretz, and now talking about animals being created, which is from Pasuk Chef Chof to Pasuk Lamed Aleph altogether. Bashishi, on Friday, they would read Toitzei Haaretz, and they would repeat again the second parsha of the of Thursday, let the earth becoming teeming with animals, from Pasuk Chof Dalad all the way down to Lamed Aleph, and then Vayichulu HaShemayim, they would read Vayichulu HaShemayim, which is from Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Gimel. Now, Parsha Gedola, any Parsha that was big meaning, had more than three psukim, Koronos HaVishnayim, two people would get called up to it. Vaktano, if it was small, Beyachid, then the one person would get called up. In other words, every day there were three people had an aliyah, Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Now the halacha is you never call up someone to read less than three psukim. And therefore the first parasha that had five psukim, the first parsha right from Bereshis, that ended up in Pasuk Hey. It's only five psukim. Well, what do we do? How do you get two people called up in that? You can't call a person less than three psukim. So what they would do is the first person who got the aliyah, the kohen, he would read Azal Aleph to Gimel, the first three psukim. The second fellow who got called up would repeat Pasuk Shlishi, which is what the first one read, and complete the parsha to Pasuk Hey, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. So the Pasuk Gimel would be read twice, and that way you'd be able to get a portion of five psukim divided into two aliyahs. The third person would then read Yehi Rokiah, which had three psukim. There's no problem with that. On the second day, you had the first person reading Yehi Rokiah, which was fine because that had three psukim. And then you had the next three psukim of Yukav HaMayim split between the second and third. And this went on and on and on for each aliyah, for each day, ensuring that every aliyah had at least three psukim being read. Bashachris Uva Musaf. This reading from the Sefer Torah took place in Shacharis time, and also Musaf, if it was a day that had a Kovah Musaf. Uva Mincha, but on Mincha time, they wouldn't trouble to bring out a Sefer Torah because of the burden, the bothersome with the fasting. What they would do is Nichnasin, they would go into their shuls, Vekoren al Pien, and they would read the Kriya of the Torah off by heart. Gekernishma, like they read Shema, off by heart. Erev Shabbos b'Mincha, when it was Friday Mincha time, they wouldn't even go into the shuls. Ohay Nichnasin, they wouldn't go into the shuls, not for davening or for reading the Torah. And that was to allow people to prepare for Shabbos. Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos, as the Mishnah says, out of honor for Shabbos, to give people a time to prepare. Mishnah Dalet. Kol Yom Sheyesh B'Halal, any day that the Halal is being read, and no Musaf, like Hanukkah, for example, Ein Bo Maimed V'Shachris, there would be no Maimed. Maimed means the men of the Maimed, they would not say supplications, they wouldn't say Tuchinas, and they wouldn't read the Maisa Bereshis. There wouldn't be time for it. They would just, the Halal would be overriding that. And this is in Tefillah of Shacharis. Shacharis time, Halal would push away the Maimed of Shacharis. Maimed, each time we say Maimed here, we mean the standing for davening and supplication and reading of the Torah. Kabbad Musaf. If there was a Kabbad Musaf, a day that they had a Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, Ein Boi Banila, there would be no Maimed, there would be no gathering in the shuls for davening and tchina and rikrib Torah, even for Tefillah of Ne'ila. And for sure, not for Musaf and for Mincha time. Because the Kabbad Musaf was stronger, was overriding the Maimed of these davenings. Now, most Mepharshim learn that we're talking here about the Maimed in Yerushalayim. The people who represented the rest of the Yidden, they were up there in Yerushalayim, wouldn't have time to do all this Ma'amodim, to do their normal Tchinois and supplications and reading Ma'aseh Bereishis, which was pushed aside because of Halal, or in a day of Musaf, pushed aside even further because of Musaf. But in the previous Mishnah, we're talking about the rest of the Anshei Maimed, who were all over the cities of Israel, except for outside Yerushalayim, in other words. And that's why we learned there that they would read Ma'aseh Bereishis even in Musaf time, on a day there was Musaf, because there we're talking about, the previous Mishnah, we're talking about the people of the Maimed outside Yerushalayim that would have had ample time to do this Maimed, unlike the people in Yerushalayim that were occupied being there and watching the Kabbonis. There are other opinions, but that's how Rashi and Batanur learned. Korban Eitzim. Any day that there was a Korban Eitzim and there was no Musaf, Korban Eitzim means a day where families would donate wood for the Mizbeach on certain days a year. And on the day that they would bring their wood, they would make a special Korban, and that Korban would be called Korban Eitzim. They would make it like Yom Tov. Some say that Korban Eitzim is the wood itself, not a separate Korban. Whatever, any day there was a Korban Eitzim, Ein Boi B'Mincha. There was no Maimed in the Tefillah of Mincha, but there would be a Maimed. Then people would gather together and daven and read Torah in Ila, by Ne'ila time. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva's opinion was. Amale Ben Aze. Ben Aze said to Rabbi Akiva, Kachal Rabbi Yeshua Shana. This is what Rabbi Yeshua used to learn. Different to you. Kaban Musaf, when there's any day they had a Kaban Musaf, Ein Boi B'Mincha, then there was no Maimed in the Tefillah of Mincha, and for sure not in Musaf time, but there would be in Ne'ilah. Unlike Rabbi Akiva, who said there's nothing even in Ne'ilah, Rabbi Naza says, no. Rabbi Yeshua said that there would be Ne'ilah. There would be by Ne'ilah. There would be no Maimed by Mincha and Musaf. Koben Eitzim. Any day that there was a Koben Eitzim, then ain't go by Ne'ilah. If it was a day that they brought the wood, there would not be a Maimed even for the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, and for sure not by Mincha. Because Koben Eitzim was done close to Mincha, just before the afternoon Tomid. And the reason for the difference between Musaf and the Koben Eitzim is a Koben Musaf is Minat Torah. And it didn't need to be strengthened, didn't need Chizuk. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua held, and Ben Azai is quoting him, that it's only going to push away the Mincha, Maimed of Mincha. Because it's going to, and we are still going to do the Maimed by an Ela. Why? Because the Koben Musaf being Minat Torah didn't need so much Chizuk, didn't need so much strengthening. People had more respect for it because it was Minatar anyway. But when it comes to Koben Eitzim, the Koben Eitzim was this Midrabbanon. It was something of the rabbis, and therefore that needed strengthening. So they said, no, we don't. We're gonna have it to push away not just the Maimed of Mincha, but even the Maimed of Ne'ilah. That's how the Baal Tanura learn, and how our others learn as well. So, according to this opinion, it means that he differed from Rabbi Akiva in two ways. Number one, Koben Musaf less strict. Koben Musaf was less strict because only by Mincha times the Maimed. And Koben Eitzim was more strict because not only Mincha but even by Ne'ilah was pushed away. That's how the Baal Tanura learns of Ben Gershom. But Rashi and Tosfos learn no. They say that what is meant here by Koben Eitzim ain't by Ne'ilah means that Koben Eitzim will only push away the Ne'ilah. That's all it does, but not the Mincha. And they explain because Koben Musaf is Min HaTorah, therefore it's Doichel Mincha, which is Min HaTorah. But Koben Eitzim, which is Rabbanon, can only push away Ne'ilah, which is Min Rabbanon, but not Mincha, which is Min HaTorah. So that's Rashi and Tosfos learned quite differently. Either way, it's clear that Rabbi Shur did not learn like Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai is telling Rabbi Akiva that. And when Rabbi Akiva heard this, Chozer Rabbi Akiva Leosk Shonik Ben Azai, says the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva was Chozer, he retracted from his opinion, and he accepted Ben Azai. So again, repeat, what did Ben Azai, according to Rabbi Shua, had said that Koben Musaf, there was no Maimed, there was no gathering and reading the Sefer Torah by Mincha, but there would be by Ne'ilah, and now Rabbi Akiva is agreeing to that. With Koben Eitzim, the day that there's a Koben Eitzim, well, depending if we learn like Rabbi Gershom, then the Rav, or like Rashi and Tosfos, but according to Rashi and Tosfos, at least, that means Koben Eitzim, there was not by Ne'ilah, but there was by Mincha. Didn't push away the Mincha, that's how they learn. Why didn't it push away the Mincha? Because Mincha is Minat Torah, at least the Koben Mincha. And according to Rabbi Gershom, Baal Tanura, Koben Eitzim was midrabbanan and needs so much strength that even by Ne'ilah there was no Maimed, and for sure by Mincha there was no Maimed as well.